Talk delivered on the occasion of Basant Panchami 2002 and printed in Bodhayanti Parasparam, Volume 1, Chapter 1, titled Sri Ramchandra Consciousness.
I would like to clarify the importance of the naming of the institute as Institute of Sri Ramchandra Consciousness. I have been getting some requests from people asking me to clarify what exactly it is. There is a flow of energy in a forum that is subtler than light and or sound, arising from the supra-cosmic levels of existence. We have had a taste of it just now. Some, according to their belief and convention, call this as the flow from the base, Brahman, Absolute, Ultimate, or God. It would suffice to say that it is from that or it, tam. The flow is observed in the supra-cosmic, cosmic planes, and it travels in its purity even in the worlds of space, time, energy and matter. This flow alone is the cause for holding the universe together, and therefore it has been called life force or prana or pranasya pranaha. Life in this earth is essentially a balance between the force of prana and the force of kal, matter or inertia. To overcome the inertia in expressing the dynamic unity of existence by the kal force, the pranic force always descends and brings about a dynamic equilibrium. The force of prana is superior in nature and capacity to the force of mind, which is not able to meet the challenges of matter. Further, mind itself is one which enjoys intricate puzzles and problems and takes everything as a game. Earth, the planet we occupy, is unfortunately a warring planet. Any period of peace is invariably followed by one of conflict and war. It is the nature of life to have life and death, joy and suffering. Further, as we know, life starts with weeping and ends with weeping, and the joy or happiness is only a phase in between. If this earth has to be made heavenly, it is necessary that our consciousness should reside at the pranic plane, that is, a plane beyond that of matter, mind and soul. The life force or prana has been expressing itself at different levels of consciousness to help maintain balance. The task of balancing was and is being entrusted to entities who have progressed in life and reached the super fine states of consciousness with full awareness, and such entities or souls are working at different planes of existence. They are the masters who do the task of maintaining the balance in the cosmic and supra-cosmic regions. There have been and are masters in all the four corners of the universe, but all express only the supreme life force or prana. Surrender in totality to the will of the supreme life force is the order to which the masters belong. They have no personal will whatsoever, and their consciousness is controlled and maintained by the pranic force. Such is the order to which Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Lord Buddha, Jesus the Christ, Prophet Muhammad, Sri Ramchandra of Fatehgarh, and our dear Sri Ramchandra of Shahjahanpur belong. It may be observed that there is a common thread running through all their spiritual life and teachings. Though we may mention these personalities and many more, and show them as the roots, the spiritual order is the most ancient and in fact timeless. Thus we may say that Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Shahjahanpur is the Sanatana Purusha. His message and teaching is living. There exists always a living master, not necessarily in the physical plane, to ensure the message of life force to be available for all those who seek it. Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Shahjahanpur is the latest among these masters and is a living master in the astral plane. He is also entrusted with the task of overhauling the nature of human consciousness by even utilizing the force of Kaal. Though in the plane of earth, Kaal is negative of life or prana, it should be understood that Kaal itself is the other side of the expression of the original life force. When we use the term Sri Ramchandra consciousness, we mean that the force which is eternal, the nature of that consciousness is pure, unalloyed love that does not distinguish between any entities of the creation. It for the present emanates from the heart of the master and can be best described as golden. The flow emanating from the original source, channeled through his heart, is a continuous flow of happiness that knows no limitations and that is experienced as the waves of the ocean of bliss by those who yield to the master of the day. This we know is what we enjoy or experience as pranahuti. Coming to the message of the day, O bounded ones, now start to look for becoming free.